you to our service this morning, and we're delighted that you're with us, joining us by live stream. And we're looking forward to our 10:30 service when we will have some of our 55 and older crowd with us for the opening and beginning of our assembling together again in the auditorium. This is going to be a little bit different for this morning. You'll notice that we're not singing as many songs. It's going to be a shorter service because we do not want this first assembly to be very lengthy. And so our sermon is going to be reduced, and the entire service is going to be reduced. And we invite you to come back with us at 10:30 if you would like, when we have a group with us. And just by the nature of what will have to take place, it may be a little longer, but we're going to be shorter here. I'd like for you to open your Bibles with me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, where the title of our lesson this morning is going to be A Good Soldier. We're going to talk about this passage in one particular way this morning, and then in a different way tonight. But both of them will be very applicable, not only to what's going on with us today and our virus that we're having to deal with, but also with regard to this being Memorial Day weekend. And typically what we will do at each of our services is to honor those who have served in our military, and especially on this Memorial Day, we pay honor and tribute to those who have given their lives in service to our country. And we want to do that and remember that. And if you're at home and you are with a veteran of our armed forces, or with an individual who's served as a first responder, we hope that you will honor them and honor all of those who've given their lives in service to our country throughout this weekend. In connection with it being Memorial Day weekend, our office will be closed tomorrow on Memorial Day, as it typically is. But we now invite you to go with us to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2. And I want to begin reading with you what is stated for us in verses 1 through 7 as the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy. He says this, starting in verse 1. You then, my son, be strong. Be strong. We need to pause just for a second at that word, because this word is not an active word or in the sense that it is something that Timothy is to do to himself. It's a passive word. It's something that is to be done to him. He allows it to occur. And the Apostle Paul is going to describe how that takes place, where he says, be strong. Literally, it means be empowered. And the Apostle Paul will write, be empowered in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. In other words, coming to know and understand the grace that we have in Jesus Christ is what the Apostle Paul knew empowered him, would empower Timothy, and would empower all Christians. And so Paul is urging Timothy to be strong in his knowledge of, his understanding of, and his determination to be faithful to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and thus to be empowered. And he goes on to say, and the things which you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust those to reliable people who will be able to teach others. I want you to think with me just about that verse just for a second. The Apostle Paul, first of all, writes to Timothy, what you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses. What the Apostle Paul talked about, what the Apostle Paul said, he said the same thing everywhere. He will describe his preaching and his teaching of the grace of Jesus Christ as being what he says to all men, as being what he teaches to all the churches, as being what he teaches to every individual that he comes in contact with. And notice the instruction to Timothy is, you remember all the things you have heard me say. And it comes back to us being reminded that our message is to be the gospel of Jesus Christ as presented to us in the Bible by his apostles, the Apostle Paul and the others. We are not to change that message. We are to hold to that message. It is to be the message that we teach. It is to be the message that we believe and the message that we hold to. That's the very instruction Paul is giving to Timothy. And that is key to being able to hold, be strong in, and be empowered by the grace of Jesus Christ, which is exactly what Paul and the other apostles were revealing to us. And then Timothy is instructed to take these same words he's heard from Paul, these same words he's known for himself from the Word of God, and entrust those words to reliable people, so that those reliable people who have now heard the very same message can be able to instruct others as well, not in their own thoughts, not in their own thinking, but in the very words that God has given to us. Then Paul goes to the obvious with regard to being a Christian. It was exactly what Jesus said. In the world you have tribulation. It's exactly what Jesus said, that we are to be faithful to him even if it causes our death. And Paul, now in the midst of suffering, now in prison for that final time, soon to have his life taken from him because of his faithfulness to the message of Jesus Christ, is encouraging Timothy, join with me in suffering. Join with me in putting up with whatever you have to put up with in order to be faithful to Jesus, in order to faithfully proclaim his message, and to remain faithful to the words that he has delivered to us and to the grace by which all of us will be able to be saved. Paul, in describing Timothy's faithfulness to Jesus Christ, even if it means suffering, uses three metaphors. He uses a metaphor of a soldier, a metaphor of an athlete, and a metaphor of a farmer, all of which he uses to illustrate the life that is to be lived by the individual who is faithful to God, faithful to Jesus Christ. Look with me at what he says about each one of those metaphors. He says again in verse 3, join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets himself entangled in civilian matters. He has focus. His focus and his intent is on Jesus and doing what Jesus would have him to do. And so he doesn't become entangled in civilian affairs, but rather he tries to please his commanding officer. And our commanding officer, our King, our Lord, is Jesus Christ. And Paul is urging Timothy to live a life as he's urging all of us to live a life that strives to do nothing but to bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ. And then Paul says, and in the same way, another metaphor, no one competes as an athlete and tries to receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules, unless he competes by disciplining himself, to train properly and to become properly trained and properly fit in order to be able to engage in the athletic games. And neither will he receive the crown unless he abides by the rules. Rules set up for every game that is contested. And every athlete who competes has to abide by those rules, listening to the rules that have been set up and living by them as he competes. Or he disqualifies himself from the victor's crown. And so Paul says, like the athlete, discipline yourself and live by the rules of the Lord. Live by the will of the Lord so that you will not be disqualified. Then the Apostle Paul, in a moment, he goes next to the farmer. And when he goes to the farmer, what he says with regard to the farmer is this: the hard-working farmer. I think that's the key phrase. The idea about the farmer is that he's hard-working. He's devoted to the task at hand. And he puts the task at hand first and foremost above everything else. And just like the hard-working farmer is to be the one who first shares in the fruits of the crops, the one who shares in the fruits that had come to us and belong to us as a result of the grace of Jesus Christ are the ones who have worked hard to obtain it. So Paul, in teaching Timothy these very last words that he writes to Timothy, encourages him to be like a good soldier, to be like a good and strong and faithful athlete, and to be like the farmer who works hard every day, putting first everything about his work and doing the things that God would have him to do, to endure suffering, to endure hardship, to endure whatever we have to endure in order to be faithful to Jesus. Those are the words Paul gives to Timothy. He closes with these. We'll come back to these words tonight. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 11 through 13. And this is what Paul writes to Timothy. This, Paul says, is a trustworthy saying. This is something you need to remember. It's most likely a song. And Paul again reminds Timothy of these words. No doubt Paul has heard from Timothy on many different occasions. And Paul again reminds him of these words. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. With those words, Paul encourages Timothy to be a good soldier. And may all of us be encouraged by those same words to be determined to live the life that Christ would have us to live and show ourselves to be a good and faithful soldier to him. Now, Ron Jackson is going to come back and he's going to close us out with some announcements and with a closing prayer. We hope you have a great day, and we look forward to seeing you again tonight.